against the flu. Gear up with a flu shot to help protect yourself and others and reduce your risk of being sick or hospitalized with the flu. Learn more at getmyflushot.org. Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
What's better than one win? Three wins? With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit straighttalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings Plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
Tropical Smoothie Cafe here with your daily reminder to get on Tropic Time. Mm-hmm, take 10. Sip a refreshing smoothie and manifest that you're a cabana side. Slade Hot Yoga, treat yourself. Crushed back-to-back meetings, get that me time. Adulted a little extra today, you deserve a vacay. You're on Tropic Time now at Tropical Smoothie Cafe. And when you want a little snack with your smoothie, pair our new Hawaiian barbecue slider with our new caramelized pineapple smoothie for a match made in pineapple paradise. Limited time only.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Investigators are exploring whether a Russian missile struck an Azerbaijan Airlines plane, killing 38, injuring 29 in Kazakhstan. U.S. and Azeri sources suggest the crash may involve a Russian anti-aircraft system. As undocumented immigrant Sebastian Zapeta faces possible murder and arson charges, Brooklyn District Attorney Eric Gonzalez working to answer the question, who was the woman who was set on fire on a New York subway train?
We know that there's a family just because someone appears to have been living, you know, in the situation of homelessness does not mean that there's not going to be family devastated by, you know, the tragic way she lost her life.
2024 saw an uptick in homelessness in the U.S., up 18% from last year, according to the Department of Housing and Urban Development. A last-minute ticket-buying frenzy now pushing tonight's estimated Mega Millions jackpot to $1.22 billion. This is ABC News. A spacecraft that went into orbit in 2018 checked back into Earth after going through the sun's atmosphere.
It's there that the solar wind that could disrupt communications here on Earth is generated. And so NASA's Nikki Rale says it's worth the billions of dollars it costs to send the Parker Solar Probe to go study it.
Getting a better understanding of what's happening in our local neighborhood not only helps us better appreciate it, but really helps us protect our investments in space and the future of our astronaut space travel.
Not only has the probe come closer than any other machine to the sun, it's traveling at an unprecedented 430,000 miles per hour. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The state of Maryland is suing the makers of Gore-Tex and claims they used forever chemicals known as PFAS or PFAS as knowing that they would pose health risks. Gore-Tex is a material found in many types of outdoor gear and raincoats. The suit points to 13 facilities in northern Maryland that polluted the air and water while manufacturing the Gore-Tex. Dave Packer, ABC News.
I'm at a smoothie bar, asking people if they'd switch smoothies with me for $574.
Oh, I'll switch.
So what about $574 if you switch your home insurance to Allstate?
That's a headache.
Nope, it's painless.
Oh, so it's easy money.
Yep, check Allstate first, and you could save hundreds on quality home insurance today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Based on the national average annual savings for new home insurance customers surveyed in 2023 who switched to Allstate and reported savings. Savings vary.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With Venture X, earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy and turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges where you just check in and chill out. Open up a world of possibilities with Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Sean Maloney. Prison time for a Price County man who admitted to killing a woman.
Christopher Dyer pled guilty to one count of homicide on Thursday after investigators tied him to the shooting death of Denise Schwarz on April 13th. A judge then sentenced him to life in prison with the possibility of parole after 30 years, at which time he would be 80. Investigators found a handgun near Schwarz's body, which was laying outside a Park Falls home. Dyer previously previously pled not guilty to the count but managed to strike a deal with the state last month to avoid trial. Mike Leishner, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The nationwide Starbucks union strike hits Wisconsin. Three locations in Madison were closed earlier this week as Starbucks union members took to the picket line. The unionized workers are asking the company to deliver on its promises for fairer labor practices. The baristas union filed a new unfair labor charge last week, alleging Starbucks refused to bargain and engaged in bad faith bargaining. The union says the 1.5% guaranteed wage increases per year offered by Starbucks isn't enough. And another bird flu outbreak in Wisconsin.
The State Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection said Thursday that birds at a commercial poultry farm in Burnett County in northwest Wisconsin were destroyed to prevent spread of the H5N1 virus and that it will not enter the food system. Bird flu outbreaks have led to destruction of commercial flocks in several Wisconsin counties, and it's also infected wild birds in the state. Earlier this month, Wisconsin's first human H5N1 case was confirmed in a worker at a Barron County farm where an infected flock was also destroyed. So far, there's been no evidence anywhere in the U.S. of human-to-human transmission of bird flu, which has also infected dairy cattle in several states. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Smart businesses advertise on local radio. Durand's WRDN, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Business owners, listen up. What's the one advertising method that doesn't cost your customers money? Radio. It's portable. It's in cars, offices, homes, and businesses, and free to your potential customers. Radio works. Ask our advertisers, and you'll want your business on Durand's WRDN radio at 1430 AM and now at 107.3 FM. Call 672-8989 today.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. The warmer temperatures are bringing areas of dense fog and rain this afternoon. Becoming more widespread and a bit heavier overnight, it does wind down by early tomorrow morning. With around 3/4 of an inch of rain expected, the sunshine does try to peek out tomorrow. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, it's 41 degrees.
Soybeans and bean meal traded to the downside. Bean oil and wheat were higher and corn was mixed. Cattle complex was looking for direction from the cash market and strong demand helped that market close higher. Lean hogs were mixed and class 3 milk futures closed near the high of the week.
Live from the final Friday of the year via Farm Journal broadcast, this is AgriTalk. This afternoon, it's a conversation with Betty Burning from High Ground Dairy. I'm handsome newsman Davis Michelson, and now, here's the host of AgriTalk, Chip Laurie.
All right, Davis, hey, thank you so much. Yeah, there's the reason that we mentioned the close in Class 3 milk futures solidly higher today. It's because we're going to be talking about all things dairy today with Betty Burning from High Ground Dairy. Looking forward to the conversation there. Had a production report out earlier this week. Karen Bonert from Farm Journal's Milk made mention of it on Tuesday morning, and we're going to get into some more of the details of what was in that production report, what the outlook is for 2025, and, of course, we will get into some of the risk management strategies that dairy producers should at least consider as we make our way into the new year. The new year. Dude, here we are.
Yeah, this is the last Friday we've got. Yeah, this is it. This is it. This is the one we've been waiting for. I can tell you, the holidays have been, and this goes back to before Thanksgiving even, but around the Michelson home, it has been an absolute cheese-rich environment. There has been more dairy passed through this home than holidays past that I can remember ever. So much cheese. Yeah. Eggnog. Wow. Yeah. Is eggnog dairy? Or is it poultry? I think eggnog might be a protein. I'm not sure. Maybe Betty knows.
I think there's some dairy involved in eggnog. Yes.
Okay. Yes. Okay.
I'm 99.9% sure.
I'm just still unclear what nog is. It's not a word, you know?
I'm not sure anybody knows, David.
Just call it Nog.
Just call it Nog. You know what's really disappointing? You just made me realize this.
Oh, no. What?
I had zero eggnog this year.
None?
Zero.
Wow.
That's really, really unfortunate.
Feels like a glaring oversight.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I might have to correct that situation maybe for New Year's Eve. Huh?
I got myself kind of a taste for a little cup of eggnog with just a little snort of pirate juice in there.
Pirate juice. The mortgage.
That'll set you straight.
Bring
That'll
the captain to the party, huh?
Actually, you know what? I've gone with some sort of highbrow, like distilled spirit rum. It's a white rum. It's delicious.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm highbrow down here, baby. Highbrow stuff.
I guess you are. Don't forget about us little people up here in the little town of Northeast Iowa.
Stop by and see us sometime.
All right. Sounds good. Hey, let's go ahead and get started with the markets. What do you got?
Sure thing. Export sales of wheat in the weekend of December 19 totaled more than 612,000 metric tons. That was at the top end of trade expectations and up 64% from the four-week average. Mexico, Thailand, Japan, South Korea, and the Philippines all on the list of buyers. March soft red winter wheat futures traded on both sides of 540 each day this week and did settle near the high of the week. Front month SRWD futures also established support at this week's low of 533. Trade sources this week focused on Egypt and Algeria's willingness to extend coverage on wheat needs as a sign that global wheat is trading at value levels. March HRW wheat futures 3 cents higher, 554 and a half. March SRW up 5.5 cents to 546 and one half. And I'm showing March spring wheat unsettled here, not closed yet, 595 and a half, up 1.5 cents at the last report.
Right, right. Okay. So here's the deal with Egypt and Algeria, the business that they did this week. The good news is that it was significant business.
Yeah.
The bad news is I don't think any of it was U.S. We did make some sales this week. That's good news. But I think we missed out on the Egyptian and Algerian wheat sales. Huh. That's too bad. Good now, answer. On the week, March wheat. SRW wheat up 13.5 cents. March HRW wheat up 9.75 cents. And I'm still waiting on the spring wheat.
Yeah. Well, corn export sales in the weekend of December 19 totaled just over 1.7 million metric tons. That topped trade expectations, up 39% from the four-week average. Mexico, unknown destinations, Colombia, Japan, and South Korea were noted buyers. Ethanol production in the weekend of December 20 averaged 1.11 million barrels per day, up slightly from the previous week and steady with year ago. Ethanol stocks in the week increased 1.9% to 23.1 million barrels. March corn opened slightly lower, recovered to touch resistance at 455, and then pulled back to a mid-range close. But it was the sixth consecutive higher close in corn, Chip. March corn futures a quarter of a penny higher at 454. March corn was up a penny, 461 and a half. July corn futures closed at 464 and one half. That's up 0.75 cents, Chip.
All right, very good. Hey, as we were just talking there, spring wheat settled, so I'll go ahead and give you that here real quick.
Great.
595 and a quarter on the spring wheat March contract settlement. That's up a penny and a quarter. On the week, up a nickel on the March spring wheat. And March corn on the week, up 7.75 cents, and July corn was up a dime.
Wow.
It's a nice performance this week.
So far, it all feels like forward progress, buddy.
Yes, it does.
Export sales of soybeans totaled just over 978,000 tons, and that was just below the range of trade expectations, down 47% from the four-week average and a new low for the marketing year. Jeez. China topped the list of buyers that included Spain, Egypt, Taiwan, and Mexico. Soybean meal exports of nearly 390,000 metric tons were up 30% from the four-week average. Bean oil sales of more than 40,000 metric tons easily topped trade expectations, but were still down 25% from the four-week average. March soybean futures stopped just short of a test of psychological resistance at $10. Soybean price movement was heavily influenced by soybean meal price action this week. Bean oil prices trended in the opposite direction of bean meal for most of the week. January soybean futures 8 cents lower today at 980.
March beans down 7.5 cents, 9.89¾. July beans closed at 10.12, down 6.5, Chip.
Yeah, watch the Brazilian weather forecast next week. I think that's going to be the market mover. On the week, March beans up 10.5 cents. July beans up 14 cents. March bean oil up 12 points. And March soybean meal up $8.30 a ton.
Wow. Well, cotton export sales week ended December 19 totaled 279,100 running bales, up 33% from the four-week average. March cotton today was 14 points higher, Chip, at 68.89.
On the week, March cotton up 83 points.
Looking at your livestock, beef export sales of 1,100 metric tons were down 80% from the four-week average. Yeah. But boxed beef prices were higher this morning to help support futures. February fat cattle today, 55 cents higher, 190.65. Jan feeders up 207.5 to 261.37.5. And pork export sales fell by two-thirds from the four-week average to just 7,100 metric tons. Feb lean hogs have been tethered to 84 bucks for 3 weeks and traded on both sides of that again today. Feb hogs down a nickel on the day, 84.15, Chip.
All right, February live cattle on the week up $2.25. March feeder cattle up $4.72.5. And February lean hogs down $1.77.5. All right. We are talking all things dairy today. We've got Betty Burning from High Ground Dairy. She is up next here on AgriTalk.
Help maximize your yield potential and savings with 0% financing on leading fungicides from BASF. You can't beat 0%, especially when you could save big on consistent performing fungicides like Revitec fungicide and Veltima fungicide until March 15, 2025. 0% financing means keeping more in your wallet for better ROI. Talk to your BASF retailer today about the Grower Finance Program. Subject to credit approval, terms and conditions. See BASF Grower Finance Program for details. Always read and follow label directions.
No doubt you've heard of MetLife, but did you know that MetLife Investment Management has over 100 years of ag lending experience? The MetLife Investment Management team maintains close relationships with its borrowers and can structure a customized loan with flexible terms to meet your financial needs. Looking to expand, refinance, or recapitalize? Consider MetLife Investment Management. Learn more at MetLife.com/ag.
When you're a grower, a land loan is more than money. It's the power to make your fields come alive, to make your farm prosper, to help your operation thrive. That's why FBN Finance gives you more. With experienced loan advisors, often farmers themselves, and great land loan rates shared daily. Don't just borrow money, borrow more at fbn.com/agritalk. Offered by FBN Finance and its lending partners. NMLS ID 1631119. Terms and restrictions apply.
It doesn't matter how a hybrid or variety performs across the country or even in the next town over. At Golden Harvest, we know local results start with local expertise.
Hey, Jim.
Like knowing that diner on Main Street has the best slice of pie, or knowing the matchup every Friday night. It takes someone who truly knows your acres and will be there every step of the way to make sure you see results. Learn more at goldenharvestseeds.com.
What?
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
AgriTalk is brought to you by FBN Finance. Experienced loan advisors putting farmers first with farmland rates as low as 5.76%. Visit FBN.com/AgriTalk.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chet. Glad that you are with us on this final Friday of 2024. We are going to talk about what's happening in the dairy markets with Betty Burning from High Ground Dairy. Betty, good afternoon. How are you?
Hello, I am doing well. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you.
Yeah, man, thank you so much for making time for us at this time of the year. It's a busy time of the year for everybody, and we really appreciate you your willingness to step in here between Christmas and New Year and give us some thoughts on what's going on in the dairy trade. And believe me, Betty, before we're done, we will also get to the important picks, okay?
Very good.
Just so that you know. First things first, though, 2024 in the dairy markets. What was the feature?
It was yet another volatile year. Two things come to mind as I hear that question. So one was the very good margins that farmers experienced, especially in quarter three and quarter four of this year. When we look at income over feed costs and use the USDA model to determine that, we actually set an all-time high 2 months this year, which was really impressive. And that came on excellent class three and class four prices along with really cheap feed. So, you know, the stars aligned and we had cheap feed and great milk prices. So farmers made great money this year. At least some of them did. And then the other thing that kind of comes to mind too is, as we think about the start of the year, cheese prices were really, they got really low. And then all of a sudden, starting kind of late March, early April, they just took off. We had a record price in the barrel market in September. And then, boom, you know, the holidays hit. And now barrels have fallen pretty substantially from that point in September. So lots of volatility, but really good margins for farmers. So hopefully they were able to take advantage of profitability and lock in some good margins into 2025.
Yeah. The market the first half of the year just felt like it was hanging out in that $17, $18 range. And then we get to the third quarter and it's a $20, $21 market. What happened in that time period?
Well, cheese was super cheap the springtime, and the U.S. was at a significant discount to the rest of the world. So exports really took off. We actually had record cheese exports a few months of this year, too. So as those record cheese exports started to hit the books and impact production and stocks and all of that, cheese prices started to take off. And then over the summer, if you remember, we had all these value deals come across. So McDonald's announced that $5 value meal where you get a double cheeseburger McNuggets. Yep. My brother-in-law was discussing this with me today, informing me of the great value you can get from it. But that other fast food chains did that too, and that increased demand, at least temporarily, for processed cheese. It was something that just wasn't anticipated in this year. So all of that really drove up cheese exports, and that pushed prices higher. We also had, we can talk about butter too. Butter prices were just unbelievable in quarter two and quarter three of this year. We've never had $3 butter really before. Yeah, we've never had $3 butter that early in the year. And this year we did. And then the weird thing too is we set our annual high, unless something crazy happens next week, which I don't think it's going to. Yeah. We set our annual high much earlier than we normally do too. So all of that really just pushed prices a lot higher. Milk production was tight too for the first half of the year, at least, and into the second half. And then milk production has begun to recover here in the U.S. and grow. But all these different factors, tight supplies, increasing export demand, that's what really pushed markets higher this year.
Okay. All right. One of the stories that's at near the top of the list of things that I'm going to remember from 2024 is the move of H5N1 from birds to bovine and the impact that it, well, the fact that it got into the dairy herd first, quote unquote first. I mean, that's where it was identified first in the bovines. How big of a deal was that?
It has been a big deal at times. So it started out as, you know, this mystery virus when we first learned about it in late winter, and within a few weeks, and it was determined that it was a type of influenza. It certainly had an impact on Texas and Colorado's production in the springtime when they were being hit with the disease. And now as we look towards the end of the year, California has really been hit hard, and their milk production was way off in November. California's milk production fell over 9% year over year in November. Just as a reference, the state produced, so that's our largest dairy state. California produces about 20% of the nation's milk. They make about a third of the butter, and I'm trying to remember all my numbers, 40% of the non-fat dry milk. So a very, very heavy class four market.
Yeah.
November's milk production fell below 3 million pounds, and it was actually the lowest milk production for the state since 2004, which is just like unbelievable to think about. And that was all due to avian influenza. Over half of the herds in the state have been impacted. And remember I said milk production in the U.S. was returning to growth?
Yep.
It is, but in November, because California's milk production was so off, totals for the U.S. fell 1% because California has that much of an impact.
Yep.
If I take California out of November's milk volumes, the other 49 states were up 0.8% year on year. So it definitely has had an impact on milk volumes. However, it's really interesting. We haven't seen markets react a lot to it. So butter butter didn't go nuts when the milk production report came out, nor did non-fat dry milk. It seems like supplies elsewhere, because milk volumes elsewhere have been strong, are helping to, you know, keep prices where they're at.
Right. Okay. You mentioned earlier the record margins that we saw in third and fourth quarter too, or just the third quarter?
September and October, I believe, were the two record months. So, split between the
split
two
between.
Of them. Yeah.
You know, but even earlier in the year, when milk prices were around that $18 level, that was still a positive margin environment, wasn't it?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So if I look back at 2023, especially in the summertime, margins were pretty poor. And I do want to add to, I've had producers get after me about this. I'm just using an income over feed cost model that USDA uses. It's going to be different on every single farm, but directionally, it provides an idea of where farmers might be at. If it's a low number, I know farmers aren't making money and likely losing money. If it's a higher number, then I know that there's some profitability to be had.
Yeah.
So if I look back at 2023 in June, we had it was just awful, $3.40 per hundredweight income over feed costs. Now, if I look at this year, you know, we've been at $9.44 in January. $9.44 per hundredweight was the lowest margin that we've had. And let's see here, August and September were, our highest at over $15 per hundredweight. All-time highs. So it's improved as cheese prices increased, as we had those butter prices over the summer. So it's been a really, hopefully farmers have been able to take advantage of it and found different ways to invest or pay down debt with the increased margins.
All right. More than anything, though, that helped this dairy, the margins had to be the cheaper feed costs, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
cheap feed costs definitely made a huge difference. I mean, corn and soybeans are at levels they haven't been at in a number of years, right? So that definitely helps. When my revenue is higher and my expenses are low, it makes it very easy to be more profitable, right? Yeah. It's every business owner's dream. Low expenses, high revenues, off to the races we go. So, that definitely had an impact. Alfalfa price is incorporated into the income over feed model as well, and those have been pretty cheap as well. So it's really just been this perfect storm this year for producers as far as, you know, margins growing throughout the year and providing favorability for farmers who did who experienced losses, you know, in previous years, it's been an opportunity for them to begin to pay down debt. And if you think about what interest rates have done too, you know, just to get that debt paid down so they don't have that high interest payment anymore either. They've definitely had the opportunity to take advantage of that.
Okay. All right. Excellent. We are in the middle of a conversation with Betty Burning from High Ground Dairy. She mentioned the fact that excluding California, we are starting to see a slight uptick in production. Now, what's the trend look like for 2025? What are going to be the key market influences? What do you do about it? How do you manage the risk in this market going forward? We're going to continue with Betty next here on AgriTalk.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Okay, antibodies, huddle up. We're a great team, but the flu is dominating. The good news is the human we're protecting just got his flu shots. That means all of us antibodies have strong new gear that will help us fight and defend against the flu. We must win so that our human can stay healthy and help protect the people he cares about most.
Let's work as a team to defend against the flu. Gear up with a flu shot to help protect yourself and others and reduce your risk of being sick or hospitalized with the flu. Learn more at getmyflushot.org. Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council. Ad Council.
Let's go to the markets page at ProFarmer.com and check today's closes, where March HRW wheat futures were 3 cents higher at 554 and a half. March SRW up 5.5 cents to 546 and a half. March corn futures 0.25 cents higher at 454. July corn futures closed at 464 and one half. That one's up 0.75 cents. January soybean futures were 8 cents lower on the day at 980. March beans down 7.5 cents to 989 and 3 quarters. March cotton today 14 points higher, 68.89. On your livestocks, February fat cattle were 55 cents higher at 190.65. January feeders up 207.5 to 261.37 and 1/2. And February lean hog futures down a nickel today, 84.15. Get more market news every market day. Visit TryProFarmer.com.
Hey, this is Matthew with Bluff Country Feed and Seed. When you start to think about planting roots and building your foundation for spring, fertilizing crops is like putting money in the bank. You put dollars or pounds in, but are your investments paying you interest? Or does it seem like you only get out what you put in, or even less? Soil health and living biology are the ticket to unlocking the next bushel. Farming for Biology takes a customized approach. Let my team help create your soil health strategy. Check out our website or give us a call today.
Our community is made up of lots of different members with different interests and dreams. The same is true with our members at Wisconsin Credit Union, who count on us for lots of different things to help pursue those interests and dreams. From a range of savings and checking accounts to loans, mortgages, and financial planning, as well as specialized business accounts and services too. And unlike banking at some places where you're just a number, when you bank at Wisconsin Credit Union, you're actually an owner in a not-for-profit cooperative, which is how we can offer higher rates and lower fees and exceptional customer service. Plus, all the latest conveniences, too. You can even open accounts, apply for loans, and become a member online or by visiting any of our convenient locations. So, whatever your interests, dreams, or financial needs, anytime is the right time to join Wisconsin Credit Union. Start at wisconsincu.org. Member eligibility required. Equal opportunity lender. Member NCUA.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. The warmer temperatures are bringing areas of dense fog and rain this afternoon, becoming more widespread and a bit heavier overnight. It does wind down by early tomorrow morning. With around 3/4 of an inch of rain expected, the sunshine does try to peek out tomorrow. Grandpa's barbecue sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, it's 41 degrees.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. We are in the middle of a dairy conversation with Betty Burning from High Ground Dairy. Okay, Betty, what's as we start setting the stage for 2025, what is the current balance in this milk market? Is it adequately supplied? Is there a burdensome supply? Do we need to increase production? What is the situation? Hello, Betty.
Mm-hmm.
She might have to unmute.
She left.
She left?
Yeah, I don't see her in the meeting.
Oh, well, we're going to have to do our best to get her back in here. I mean, we've got some outlook to do here on the
Betty.
We've got some outlook to do on the dairy, and we've got to get some picks in here from her. That's something that we're going to have to do, and no doubt. No doubt. So, mm-hmm. Davis.
Yes, Chip.
I am going to be out of the office on.
That's correct.
On Monday.
Mm-hmm.
What
mm-hmm.
I'm wondering is if you could if you could give me a preview of what you're going to be talking about on Monday. Mm-hmm. One of your guests, I think, is going to be Josh Linville.
Josh Linville, of course, and I've talked to him before. It's a bit of the usual suspects for me, but it's that time of year, isn't it, Chip? You gather around family and friends and your favorite analysts from your favorite markets. I don't know if that's in there or not.
Yeah.
But, we need to talk about fertilizer. Look ahead to, what's coming up. And I actually just finished The Landowner with a page where I did an analysis of fertilizer covering the entirety of 2024. So I know what fertilizer has done. I know where we're sitting now. I want Josh to spill his guts on where we're going to be and what we need to do about it.
Sure.
I want to talk to Doug Hensley about land. Help us make sure that we're making decisions in the right way. If 2025 is going to be a weird year, we want to be prepared for all
right.
of that. So I'm going to try and set some of that up Monday morning.
You know, one of the cool things about technology is it is fantastic when it works. All right? When it doesn't, it can be a real pain. But the good news is when you got people that are willing to hustle and do some workarounds, all of a sudden you got Betty Burning from High Ground Dairy back on the line with us. How you doing, Betty?
I am good. Can I blame this on my small children?
Okay. Well, you know, it's easy to do that.
Okay, that was easy.
Yeah, it's easy to do that, and you know, it's one of the reasons that we have them.
This is the time to misbehave, by the way.
I don't know if that's
you got the longest, you know.
Oh my god!
Got plenty of time to make up for it before Santa finds out.
Yeah, that's right.
True. That may. Oh my god.
Oh, good grief. Okay. Let's get refocused here and take a look at 2025. What's going to be the primary driver in this milk market?
Well, it's going to be another fun year. Right now, income over feed costs are looking really good for producers into 2025. It doesn't mean it'll stay that way, but I have right now over $13 on average for the first half and second half of next year. So that's a historically very strong margin in this model. So get ready. And I would say, too, be sure that you take advantage of this. You know, lock it in, buy DRP, High Ground sells that. But do whatever you need to do so that you can take advantage of these really strong margins. Mm-hmm. Beyond that, maybe I'll just go through a little bit like commodity by commodity, what we're seeing. So, okay, perfect. Yeah. So for blocks and barrels, on average, a price of about $1.80 per pound next year, and we have some new cheese capacity coming online here in the U.S. Some has already come online, and then there's going to be more in early 2025. So cheese inventories have been really tight this year. Other than American cheese stocks in November, as an example, were at their lowest mark since January 2019. So we've really winnowed down those inventories, and with the new plants coming online, that should refill those pipelines. So that is a positive thing. I have anywhere from $1.65 to $1.95 for cheese price next year. And I mean, it, oh boy, it could be the Wild West. With the new plants coming online, we could really see cheese prices drop off, go lower, and I could be wrong. Or depending on what happens with avian influenza and this other geopolitical events going on, we could see prices go a lot higher too than what I'm saying. So for now, we're going to stick with this $1.65 to $1.95 range. We do have, right now, farmers are voting on changes to the federal milk marketing orders, and one of the proposals was to drop barrels. So if this goes through and all the orders, we will see barrels dropped from the milk pricing formula, and that may mean at some point barrels may not trade in Chicago. For now, the CME has said, hey, we're going to keep trading, keep the barrel market open as long as people want it to trade, but USDA will not be collecting barrel prices moving forward or using that to compute class 3 and class 4 prices. So that's kind of something new and different in 2025. Should we talk about butter? That's my favorite one.
Yes, yes, absolutely. What what's the outlook here on the butter market?
So butter, we believe that the baseline in butter has changed. U.S. consumers are eating more fat and more butter. That's been on the rise for several years. I have an average price of a little less than $2.60 next year and a range of $2.40 to $2.85. We made a lot of butter this year, but remember I mentioned that California has such poor milk production in November. Yeah, so when the butter inventory numbers came out for the month of November, what we saw was, well, butter inventories had been running like 10% ahead of 2023 this year. They like fell back to parity with 2023. So we had been making a lot of butter and storing a lot of it. And I can't 100% guarantee that it was less butter was made in November, because I don't have all my November data yet, but it would appear that that's what happened. And so that's going to keep things kind of snug, the balance sheet back up. And provide some support to prices.
Okay.
It is possible, though, in January and February, seasonally, we tend to see the lowest butter prices of the year then. So for people who buy butter, that would, you know, be thinking about coverage coming up here. The holiday demand is over. Easter demand has not started yet. Start thinking about coverage.
Gotcha.
And then we could talk about dry. We could talk about dry whey.
Yes.
Okay, dry whey. So dry whey has been over 70 cents a pound, which is historically very, very high. And it's all driven by high protein whey products. So we've all heard about Ozempic and these other weight loss drugs. Yeah. And what you eat when you're on these products counts. A lot of people on these drugs are taking or eating high protein dairy, like whey protein isolate. And so what that does is it raises prices across the whey complex, because what we see is manufacturers with their whey stream. So when I make cheese, I get whey. With that whey stream, instead of just making the traditional dry whey, they're putting the whey into these higher protein products. And it's just unbelievable, the demand for WPI. We have seen exports slow ever so slightly, which would tell us that okay, we may have hit a ceiling finally on these very high protein products. But yeah, it's really pushed the price of dry whey up into next year. We expect in the high 60s on average. It'll start out high in the 70s, and by year end, we see it kind of tailing off closer to 60 cents.
Okay.
And the other one I have is, non-fat dry milk. Do we have time to talk about that too?
No, well, let's do this, Betty. For the next minute, I want to talk about what you want producers thinking about on risk management strategies through 2025.
I can do that.
All right.
You should go out. Yeah, go out. And if you can lock in a margin right now and it's a, you know, good margin, talk to whoever you work with or by DRP and take advantage of these historically high numbers that I'm seeing. It's going to help you to be able to expand or update facilities, pay down debt, whatever it is that you need to do. There's strategies that you can employ too, if you think markets might be moving even higher, to keep yourself kind of still in the game while, you know, locking in a margin should you be wrong and prices don't go higher. So take advantage, because oftentimes when we see milk, very high milk prices, we produce a lot more milk and then the market crashes. And you'd hate to not have any coverage if the market does crash next year because of big milk production.
Yep. Every now and then you get into a situation where the markets are so good that you can't pass it up. It kind of feels like that's what we're talking about. Is that accurate?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I think that's very accurate. It's a really good opportunity. There aren't opportunities like this very often where feed is cheap and milk prices are strong and you can, you know, make milk and be pretty profitable. So would behoove your listeners to go out and take advantage of that.
All right. Excellent. Great perspective. We're going to take 30 seconds and do this. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Who do you like in Ohio State and Oregon?
Oh, Ohio State. They're going to get revenge.
Okay. Revenge time for Ohio State.
The Ducks are getting tired.
Arizona State and Texas.
Texas. Football State.
Texas.
Easy.
Oh, man. Be careful with this one. North Dakota,
wrong?
Georgia.
North Dakota. What?
At Georgia. North Dakota. Notre Dame. Jeez, I'm sorry. Notre Dame or Georgia?
I'm like North Dakota. I'm like, that's not right. they are playing, though, in whatever their division is.
Yes,
I do
that's
know
right.
that I have a niece off at college there. Yeah, I forget. They're playing Montana or something coming up here.
Yep. All right. But you got to like Penn State in the final game there.
Always Penn State. They looked really good against the Ducks, even though they lost. So
Betty Birding, High Ground Dairy. Thank you.
Did you know that driving under the influence of marijuana is illegal? Driving high will get you a DUI. And if you're wondering if law enforcement can tell you're driving high, well, everyone else can. Friends?
I can tell you drove high.
Parents?
I can tell when you drive high.
Relatives?
I can tell. You drove here high, didn't you?
So what makes you think law enforcement can't?
I can tell.
If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Woohoo! Another girls' night out.
I'm so stressed from shopping. I couldn't find anything.
Have you tried Shopping Jewelry Television, JTV?
I don't know. Everyone in my family is so different.
JTV has thousands of jewelry styles. Artisan, diamonds, pearls, colored gemstones, watches, even gift sets. I shop on TV and online.
New JTV customers save up to $50 when you shop jtv.com/radio.
Now can you relax?
Yes. Another round?
Yes.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-507-9624. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-507-9624. That's 800-507-9624. Tax Relief Advocates, real solutions for real people.
I've been using Pivot Bio for 4 years. The first thing that drove us to Pivot Bio was the unique thought that there's something else out there outside of synthetic nitrogen that can replace it. And the data shows that we are able to replace that 40 pounds, sustain the same yield goals with 40 pounds less synthetic nitrogen. Anytime we can more efficiently use our nitrogen, that is more efficiently using our dollars.
Visit TalkNitrogen.com for your free nitrogen efficiency review. That's TalkNitrogen.com.
Okay, antibodies, huddle up. We're a great team, but the flu is dominating. The good news is the human we're protecting just got his flu shots. That means all of us antibodies have strong new gear that will help us fight and defend against the flu. We must win so that our human can stay healthy and help protect the people he cares about most.
Let's work as a team to defend against the flu. Gear up with a flu shot to help protect yourself and others and reduce your risk of being sick or hospitalized with the flu. Learn more at getmyflushot.org. Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Ad Council.
No doubt you've heard of MetLife, but did you know that MetLife Investment Management has over 100 years of ag lending experience? The MetLife Investment Management team maintains close relationships with its borrowers and can structure a customized loan with flexible terms to meet your financial needs. Looking to expand, refinance, or recapitalize? Consider MetLife Investment Management. Learn more at MetLife.com/ag.
Mark your calendars now for Total Acres 2025 Grower Clinic. Join the Total Acre team for 3 great days of learning and networking, January 19th to the 21st at the family-friendly Renaissance Orlando at SeaWorld. With more than 20 immersive breakout sessions and an extensive trade show, it's your chance to network with other Total Acre members from 23 states and Canada. Head online to growbigcrops.com/growerclinicregistration today to register.
God gave us one planet. I dare to say he gave us everything we need. If agriculture isn't profitable, I can't do it over and over.
In 2022, Congress increased conservation funding. Now these funds are at risk.
Funding for these conservation programs, it's a way for us to make sure that agriculture in America stays viable for the long term.
Tell Congress, protect America's farmers. Protect conservation funding. Learn more at investinourland.org. Paid for by Invest.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You're listening to AgriTalk, where the conversation begins. Join us at 855-4-TALK-AG.
And welcome back to AgriTalk, everybody. It's the last Friday before the end of the year here.
Hold
your
it,
pal,
hold it, hold
Davis
it,
Michaels.
Hold it, hold it, hold it, hold it. Hold it. Burp. All right, to Betty and to all the other college football fans out there, the slip of the tongue happened, and I looked at my screen and saw ND and said North Dakota instead of Notre Dame.
Okay.
I apologize to you all. Wow. Now stop with the texts. I don't need any more emails.
You getting a few more?
I know that it's Notre Dame versus Georgia.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my goodness. I'm sorry. Sorry to y'all.
And you are...
too, Big Apple Joe. You too.
We'll see if we can fix it in post.
Yeah.
I bet he can.
I bet we can't anymore because now people would be going, oh, what's he talking about?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Raise his eyebrows.
I just kind of locked that in, didn't I?
Well, just make sure that when you get on the plane to go to the game that it's the correct plane and that you're headed to Oakland to see the game.
Oakland.
Yes.
Okay.
Enjoy
all right.
it out
well, thank
there.
You.
Beautiful
thank
out
you.
There.
Woo!
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you corrected me. I was planning on going someplace else.
Yeah.
Man.
I got a little team spirit myself. Remember a few days ago? Was it a week ago, maybe?
Yeah.
You got
tickets.
The wife bought us a pair of tickets to go see the Royals.
Yeah.
I immediately took that as a shop opportunity and, they have just delivered my brand new Royals cap, so I will be attending the game in style. In fact, I'm extremely stylish right now.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
I like it. A little Merry Christmas to Davis kind of
action
bit. There, huh?
A little bit, you know.
Nice.
Let's remember the season and stuff.
Yes.
And
yes,
whatnot.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love
Are you
it.
The type, like, if you buy a new shirt or something, that you got to wash it first before you wear it?
No.
Or will you just throw it on?
I'll just put it on. Yeah.
Are you also the type, if you see something in a store that you like so much, that you will just wear it out of the store? Have you ever done that?
depends on the condition of the the article of clothing that it is replacing.
Okay, I'm talking about a non-emergency situation here.
Oh, okay.
Just recreationally.
Yeah, probably not. Probably not. I think I can I can wait until I, you know, the next opportunity.
Well, I don't want to know the other times when you've done that, Chip. I don't know that we need details on that. Man, it was great to talk to Betty.
Yes.
Betty
Things
Burning
are looking
from
up.
High Ground Dairy. Evidently, she seems very positive on the dairy in general.
Yep.
She'd like to see a little feed locked in here. I want to ask you about that. Watching the markets from the side that we watch it on.
Yep.
What you reckon? Is it maybe getting to be about time to lock in some of your feed needs anyway?
I wouldn't have any more meal left to buy.
Yeah.
From that spike of 300.
Mm-hmm.
I just wouldn't. I mean, anything under $300, I would be loading up, extending coverage.
Yeah.
Lock it in.
I got the front at 300 right now.
Yep. Corn, I probably would, I'd probably have 6 months.
Okay.
Of needs covered. Mm-hmm. And then let's wait until we get to the middle, you know, the early part of July and see what that summer market wants to bring us.
Yeah.
I mean, we're either going to have to buy corn that's more expensive or we're going to get some cheaper. It's one of the two. I just don't know what the weather situation is going to be. But I think we've seen corn prices get, quote unquote, cheap enough that I would have some extended coverage. Give me out to the middle of the year.
It's hard to know who to root for here, isn't it, Chip? We watched
the Cyclones.
I was actually referring to the Royals, but all right, Cyclones more immediately, I suppose.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
I don't know that the outlook for corn is necessarily hyper bullish. Fair statement. You know,
I think that's exactly fair. But here's the deal: when you're talking about your inputs, that's part of the battle on this. On the margin management,
right?
Whether we're talking about dairy, poultry, pig, or beef, okay. The other half of that is, of course, your opportunities on pricing, but you don't know how good of a price it is unless you know what your costs are. So if you can figure out what your costs are going to be by locking in your feed coverage, it's half the battle, number one, but it is the information that you need to determine whether or not you're looking at a good pricing opportunity on the output.
Okay? All right.
So gather information. And if part of that information is stuff that you can generate by locking in your feed needs, man, oh man, I think in this environment I would have it.
Well, and get that pencil and get some of those variables at least spoken for.
Yeah.
What you're talking about is eliminating variables or at least recognizing variables and their range of potential within your system there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Eliminate the variables. I like that a lot.
Mm-hmm. I looked up the definition of NOG on the interweb.
Okay.
It says a small block or peg of wood. But then there's another one. People also ask, what does NOG mean in drinks? And it just says short for eggnog. This is not helpful.
This is not helpful at all.
The
interweb has failed us.
It absolutely has.
Did you ask Siri? Or did you just, you know, go the generic route?
No, Siri won't return my answers anymore. It's
so many violations, they start to cut you off.
They'll shut you
National
down.
Weather Service 6 to 10 day outlook January 4th through the 10th. No. That's the 8-14 day.
Ooh.
January 2nd through the 6th, we've got below normal temperatures moving into the Corn Belt, near normal precipitation. And then in the 8-14 day, January 4th through the 10th, we've got below normal temperatures across the Corn Belt, near normal to above normal precipitation. So, the warm temperatures that we've got right now moving out, cold temperatures starting to make their way in. Davis has got you covered on Monday morning, guys. Have a great weekend. This is AgriTalk.
You should have asked.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Okay, antibodies, huddle up. We're a great team, but the flu is dominating. The good news is the human we're protecting just got his flu shot. That means all of us antibodies have strong new gear that will help us fight and defend against the flu. We must win so that our human can stay healthy and help protect the people he cares about most.
Let's work as a team to defend against the flu. Gear up with a flu shot to help protect yourself and others and reduce your risk of being sick or hospitalized with the flu. Learn more at getmyflushot.org. Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Ad Council.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now.
800-575-9047.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call
800-575-9047. That's 800-575-9047.
Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Prosecutors in Brooklyn, New York say they're confident they have evidence for